This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Queensryche on Seattle Rocket.
Very, very cool.
Donate now at KISW.com. Keep in mind, there is about an hour and a half left if you're trying to bid on any of the auction items.
Like the Yeti right cooler.
At KISW.com. Not only the Yeti cooler, there is a Volbeat signed vinyl copy of one of their albums, Around the Gulf, with myself and Mike Hawk.
Yeah!
A pair of great tickets to see the Mariners. There's a huge Linkin Park vinyl bundle, plus tickets to the show at Climate Pledge. You've got a Metallica bundle pack that includes 12 albums and more. That Jack Daniels Yeti Tundra cooler.
Yeah, baby.
That's sitting right now at $450. Disturbed signed stuff. Alice in Chains signed stuff. Cheap Trick signed stuff. There's a bunch of cool stuff, but keep in mind that auction closes at 6 this afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
And Mike will run down the totals when we get there, and the auction closes up. Okay, let's see. Head Chef coming up with 13 chain restaurants born in Seattle. But first, time for a few emails for the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Dip responsibly.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, I'd like to wish my grandson.
It's my line, Miles.
I know. Charlie, a very happy fourth birthday. Well, then you can sing the birthday song. Would you give
it? You stepped on me. Dip responsibly. Thanks, Mike. We're back.
Would you give him a little kid face sandwich? Coach Ted on what looked looking forward to being four, and Mickey and Goofy letting him know how much fun the alligator farm will be. We love you, Charlie. Have a great birthday. Lots of love. That from Grandma Michelle and Grandpa Greg.
All right, what's his name again?
His name is Charlie.
Charlie, turning 4 years old. Tell you what, Charlie, I bet your parents have taken you to one of these local establishments that has a robin of the red hue in front of it. Now, at 2 or 3, you probably on the kids' menu. They're so bottomless for fries. You're 4 now, Charlie. You walk in there, you say, Dad, I'm getting 2 orders of fries because Coach Ted says I can. Get sauces, don't worry. Your stomach will be fine.
Well, guys, it sure does seem fun going to an alligator farm. Maybe get the chance to feed them or watch them do what they do. Just don't leave looking like old Captain Hook.
You know, we used to have real gators down at the rides in Florida, but unfortunately, bad things happen. Charlie, that won't happen to you. You're going to a good gator farm, the one where they're nice and friendly. Might one even lick you.
But Charles and Miles, I would appreciate your help in celebrating my friend Paige's 37th birthday. She is the most beautiful, funniest, and smartest person I know. If I could have the Dirty Germans and maybe Coke Ted talk about our Brazilian steakhouse dinner, and Pike Place Market bar hopping adventure we're going to have this weekend. Thanks, guys. That from Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, one of my favorite dinners happens to be Brazilian, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, see, I'm with you. Yeah. It's so smooth. The entrance is easy.
Yeah, not a lot of fat or marbling, you know.
All right, first of all, one thing for Coke 10, do not do a bunch of coke to go to a Brazilian steakhouse. Waste some money. You're just going to look at it. But what you can do, kind of like the Brazilian steakhouse, where you're all coked out, is eat a lot of beef. Eat a lot of meat. Catch for drip.
Boo bitches, my boss is going up in age today. I'm making him a first-time listener to hear this, so it's a dealer's choice, Mike.
All right.
And maybe Coach Ted coaching my boss, Robert, on how to enjoy celebrating his birthday more. Thanks, guys. That from T.
Uh-oh, look out.
Please clap.
All right. Robert, sounds like you're handling stuff there. You're the boss. Now, every boss knows one thing. To be a great boss, to celebrate your birthday, there's only one thing you can do. You got to start handing out raises, dude. Just pass them out left and right. Old T here sent in the email. I think T needs a pay raise.
Gentlemen, today's a big one for me. My 40th trip around the sun. Could I have a barbershop face sandwich and a side of green beans? Maybe Coach Ted giving me a pep talk about entering my 40s. Thanks, the best music teacher ever, a.k.a. Aaron.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Green bean.
She put it right there.
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
That was for 2023, though. That was like a... That's a 2 year.
No, no, no. Either. I just thought maybe she put a question mark on it.
Aaron?
All right, Aaron. Enter in your 40s. First of all, Coach always tells people in their 40s, get used to Advil. You're going to need it. Coach was at the doctor today. Coach said, hey, something's wrong with my shoulder. I slept on it wrong. They did x-rays. Just got the results. Turns out I did just sleep on it wrong. So you got that to look forward to. Other than that, 40 is the new 30. Get out there, live life. And honestly, 40's pretty good, man. You're going to enjoy it.
Guys, want to wish our favorite Uncle John a happy 59th birthday. Huge fan of the show, listens every day while delivering the mail. His favorite things are fishing, whiskey, mullets, and the L.A. Rams. Do with that information as you please. Love you, John, and thanks, guys. Give him a you, your girl, and your Johnson since he likes fishing.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Well, and he's a Rams fan, so he used to just buy and everything. So he probably fishes at a lake that's already stocked.
Wow.
Shows up day one.
Yeah. God almighty.
Got those trout tasting like farm.
Mm-hmm. Follow along on this one. Guys, today is my 60th birthday.
All right.
Any suggestions for how this homebrewer should celebrate it? Love listening to your show whenever I can. And then a follow-up email. My mistake, guys. It's my 69th birthday.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Yeah, drink the beer that you made. That's exactly what you did.
Maybe spend money on other people's. Maybe drink a Men's Group IPA.
Or celebrate the number 69, however you might see fit.
That's probably a pretty good suggestion right there. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oops. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. So we've been talking everything Seattle. It is Seattle Rock Day. Miles, you know what's funny? I had never heard of Herfers.
Me neither, man.
Right.
The but place that took Herfies, what, Dick's out of Herfies. Business.
Herfies.
Yeah.
In Bellevue, yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's a couple of them left. Used to be massive. There used to be the Sea Galley. Mike, do you remember that one?
No.
We got crab legs.
Ooh.
That's what they said.
Okay.
Yeah. So some of those have gone to the side, but there is a lot of chain restaurants that are actually born here. Now, some of them you will know as just kind of locally, but some of these were bigger back in the day. Miles already brought up the elephant in the room, which is Red Robin. All right? Red Robin's headquarters is down in Colorado, but the restaurant began in 1942 with Sam's Red Robin Tavern, opened over by the University Bridge. I've been there when it was open. Did anybody else? Miles, did you ever go
many,
in there?
Many times.
Yeah.
Took my kids there all the time.
I did not go into that one, no.
It was the original Red Robin. It was also crazy because before this family, Sam's family bought it, it was a biker bar. They sold weed.
So it used to be the one of the original signs, and the Red Robin's holding a spliff, and his eyes are bloodshot.
Yes.
I do remember seeing the image. Yes.
That place was a godsend based on the fact that, believe it or not, in downtown Seattle, very few family-friendly, affordable places with beer and liquor.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, right there on the cut.
Yeah, you're
it had a fireplace.
Looking over the water.
It was
awesome. You felt like the building was going to fall into the ship canal.
Correct. Also, I will say this. So the original family that owned it, they have long sold it. I want to say they ended up opening up, Salty's and some other restaurants and stuff. But if you want Red Robin, first of all, as the kids would say, I stand for both. Red Robin's great, but also hit up Sam's on Capitol Hill or over in South Lake Union. That's the original family. So technically those burgers should taste like they did back in the 40s.
Okay.
But now Red Robin can be found in 44 states, 31 locations in Washington, British Columbia. And look, the bottomless steak fries, like they do everything. They got 30 bottomless items now.
30?
Yeah, just off the waitress.
It's just called bottomless, yeah.
I should say I'm bottomless, I'm white.
Oh, we wear belts, we're all bottomless. All right, Ivers.
Oh, yeah!
So you forget Ivers started here. It started with kind of the fast service stuff. Ivar Hoglund was basically, they say, a TV star back in the day with his crazy commercials about keeping clam.
Keep clam.
The first seafood bar is the one down there by the aquarium on Pier 54. Then you had Ivar's Acres of Clams down there. You have the Salmon House, which is great. Mukilteo Landing. There's 18 Ivar's seafood bars in total. Damn. And I will say that, and they're in the stadiums and stuff too. Look, you can walk up to the Ivers, go to an Ivers and get stuff, but I know Miles will test. He's been to the Salmon House. I love the Acres of Clams down there on the waterfront. Just as a local, you forget to go down there.
Yeah, you do.
But they are super nice, like good restaurants.
You're right, man. I haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah.
Probably because my mother moved away, so, you know, either Salty's or Ivers as it was every Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. I think last time, yeah, you're right. I don't think I've been to Salty's outside of having my mom in town or taking a girl.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's the last time I went. It was Mother's Day, but it was pretty much like seven Mother's Days in a row that we went.
You know what? I'm going to take myself.
We should. We should
on Mother's Day.
Why not?
One.
Why not?
Yeah,
I'm celebrating my mom.
Maybe I'll just FaceTime my mom.
There you go. Go down. All right,
from the bar. I'm having a drink for you, Mom.
Dick's Drive-In. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about Dick's Drive-In today. Dick's Burgers, whatever you want to call it. The first one we said opened in Wallingford in 1954. That is a Seattle staple. Hand-cut fries, real ice cream shakes. They haven't really changed much about the menu. Also, I know a ton of people. I've had neighbors that worked at Dick's. It is a great business to work for. They really help out high school into college age people.
Okay.
Get matching some of the program to get them into colleges and everything.
Oh, nice.
They got a 401k.
Yeah.
Damn.
And listen, we can have the arguments all the time. It's a little different than an In-N-Out. To me, the fries take Dick's Drive-In over top.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something about a Dick's burger.
Yeah, they're good. Oh, yeah. There's a reason they're still here.
Yeah. Sorry, about to sneeze. All right. Skipper's. Skipper's Fish and Chips Chowder House opened at Bellevue in 1969.
69.
I
lie.
69. Freudian slip said.
Yeah, my brain was already saying nice before I said 1969. Yes. Jesus, grow up, Ted.
Nice.
So Skipper's, for a while, became the fourth largest seafood chain in the U.S., but remains, you know, as they say, anchored in the Northwest. Over the years, they've lost a ton of locations, right? It's not spread out over the country anymore. You can still find them. I'm not positive. Skipper's also has their own tartar sauce, cocktail sauce, clam chowder in many stores. I'm not positive I've actually stepped foot in a Skipper's.
I used to go to Skipper's when I was a kid all the time. We would go to Skipper's all the time. I didn't realize that they actually had started here, though. But
yeah,
that a lot of them have kind of turned into Long John Silver's. But I know that there's one still down in Puyallup. Like, there's still a couple of them all over the place around here. But I loved it.
Silverdale, Puyallup, and Kennewick.
All right.
So those
Puyallup
are the
three has everything.
Yes.
If you want fast food... Fast casual.
They seem to have everything.
They do. They do. Anthony's Restaurants.
Ooh.
I love Anthony's.
Yeah, Anthony's is solid.
Right? They got a bunch of them. They're always on the waterfront, whether it's on this side of the water or the other side. Anthony's is great. Anthony's actually began in 1973 as a steak and lobster restaurant in Bellevue.
Huh.
right? Then he opened the first Anthony's Home Port in Kirkland in 1976. So basically, that's what starts, like I was just saying, that you always have a waterfront view at an Anthony's.
Don't they also own Chinooks, like down in Magnolia, Ballardish area? It's down there at the terminal, or the Fisherman's Terminal?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
I think so, because Chinooks is great, and the signage is very similar.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay.
Yeah. That's another spot, man. If you know, when my mom's in town, we go to Chinook's and
Deep. I've been there once.
I love that place.
Oh, great food. Great food. What's he going to say? But yeah, today the company operates 31 of the restaurants. There's one down in Bend. There's one in Boise. So, I mean, you got a bunch,
Boise.
bunch of stuff going there. Obviously, it's a Seattle-based list of Seattle chain restaurants. Duke Seafood makes the list as well.
Okay.
Duke stepped away from his partnership with Ray's Boathouse.
Oh, huh.
1976 to create Duke's first restaurant in Queen Anne. So he worked there forever. They all have a different look, but share the same logo, menu, Seattle, Bellevue, Tukwila, Tacoma. Man, down in the Tukwila.
Knee deep in some Tukwila.
Chris Cornell told us he used to work down at Ray's when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Correct. A place I know Mr. Montgomery enjoys, I do too, is Sean O'Donnell's.
Oh.
So in 87, Sean O'Donnell purchased a restaurant in Everett, and we renamed it the 41st Street Bar and Grill. He doesn't talk about it now, but he was a magician. And at the time, the restaurants were magic-themed.
Really?
96, he changes it over and goes, I'm going to use my Irish heritage. Now relocated to South Everett in 2006. Now you got Pioneer Square, Fremont, Mount Vernon, Spokane, and Butte, Montana.
I'll be there. Oh, yeah. My buddy Johnny went out there to work. Johnny.
Oh,
Johnny opened the one in Montana, yeah.
Nice. Mighty O Donuts started here. Mm-hmm. We talked about Top Pot Donuts started here. Obviously, the two biggest ones I think people would know nowadays is Starbucks started here.
Yeah.
I will say this. If you're a local and you're ever downtown on a Sunday morning, before the crowds get there, go down there early. I used to just walk into the original Starbucks and just get a coffee.
Yeah.
And then the other one that's kind of crazy, Mod Pizza.
Huh. It started here.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. In Union Square in 08. So relative. Right. So like, I'm with you. I didn't realize till I read this list this morning that I've been to the original Mod Pizza like 10 times.
I think they have a sign up or something. You know?
Damn.
I guess maybe. But yeah, that's kind of wild. So man, good on them.
Head chef, we appreciate it. Thanks. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Leewood.
Hollywood. It's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Thrill returns with Miles and Thrill.
Seattle Rock Day. All day long, the best that Seattle has to offer. A little mad season there. You've got 1 hour to bid right now on some of the cool auction items we have at KISW.com as we're working our way to helping our friends at Smash. Seattle musicians access to sustainable health care. Not only that, we need your monetary donations as well.
Yes.
What they do is provide medical, dental, mental health services and more at free or very low cost.
Yes.
For musicians in the area. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. And while I would normally break into the headlines that I'm not working on today, the day of Seattle Rock Day, our emphasis on Smash, I'd like to take this moment to kind of give everybody a moment. If you were waiting for a time to actually go to KISW.com, go on there and donate. I'm gonna ask that you do so now. If you're driving in your car, please safely pull on over to the side so that you're not on your phone while you're doing this. But then just go to KISW.com. It is the largest link that we've got on there. It's for Seattle Rock Day. It's got all the flannel that's on there. You click on that link. There's a big old red Donate Now button. Head on over there, and that's where you can make your donation to Seattle Rock Day. Make your donation to Smash. Our number is increasing ever so. There's also the link to the auction that we have going on there. We have that Alice in Chains limited edition picture disc that is currently sitting at $160 bid. 7 bids on that one. The action's pretty heavy. We got a signed 14-inch Evans drumhead by the members of Disturbed that is up there. The Jack Daniels Yeti Tundra cooler that our own Ryan Castle was jumping in on. The action's been good on that one. So it's currently sitting at $450, so you've been outbid on that one. We finally hit value when it come to that ice chest.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the just having the Jack Daniels on it. This is just the value of just having Yeti. Just having that right. Good of a cooler. Now you got the Jack Daniels that's on there. The huge Metallica bundle, 12 LPs, a Blu-ray, cassette, pick, slip mat, all of that for the low price of $405, which, if you've gotten into vinyl,
that gets
expensive after yeah. a while.
Yes, it does.
There's the Linkin Park vinyl bundle with 2 floor tickets to the Climate Pledge show over in September. Currently sitting at $275. Floor tickets for Linkin Park and Climate Pledge Arena, for one thing, is already a deal. But when you start looking at, you know, yes, maybe you could get a pair of tickets for $275. But then they're going to start charging you all those extra fees that are on there, the processing fees, the convenience fees and whatnot. If you were wanting to go and see Linkin Park and have a great experience, this is probably the auction item for you. Pair of Mariners tickets. I know, they started off slow. Don't worry. It's a brand new team, basically. There's a whole lot of new staff on there. They're going to do fine. 8 bids going out there, $205. And if they're the seats that I think they are, they're damn fine seats.
Okay.
Probably a spot that you can go and get some Men's Room IPA in a very convenient location.
Yep.
Currently sitting at $205, which if they're where I think they're at, that's a steal right there. Miles, you and I going golfing with a lucky
that's
duo
right.
out there. 14 bids. We're drawing up a little bit of
Mike and I will kick your ass.
Yes, we will. And then we'll golf.
And you'll buy beer.
Are you guys going to give strokes?
Hell no.
Miles isn't. I might take
You got to give Mike some strokes, dude.
Miles,
you play a lot.
Mike and I are on a team together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to play against them? Is that what we're going to do?
Hell yeah, we are.
Okay.
No, we're not playing against them. We're going to beat their ass.
That's right. Damn right. They're not even competition.
Yeah.
We're going to play best ball, and it's all
you
Miles' balls.
You give money so I can make you look bad.
Mike will do his part to make you look better. Just because he cares.
That's right.
Because he's a nice guy.
I'm going to bring my game down so that you don't feel stupid next to Miles.
Man, Mike, you're too nice.
Thank you. I like to find myself as a generous man. So again, if you haven't already, pull on over to the side of the road. If you're sitting there in the office, you're already screwing off anyway. So go ahead and jump on your phone. Go to KISW.com. Hit the links for Seattle Rock Day. Hit the links for Smash. And go ahead and donate right there. As we're going on here, I decided to have a little bit of fun. Since it is Seattle Rock Day, and in the spirit of learning even more about our fine, fine city that we have here, I decided to dig a little deeper.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 interesting and fun facts about Seattle.
No doubt, the Emerald City has given the world a great many things. Bill Gates, Nirvana, flying fish. But nothing really sums up the gray, grimy, grim, gritty underbelly of the Pacific Northwest like serial killers. Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. Ted Bundy, infamous alum of UW. Or the Hillside Strangler of San Francisco. He committed his final two brutalities in Bellingham. Keep it up, Seattle. You're killing it.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, VD. So here's some fun and interesting facts about our fine city of Seattle. Did you guys know that Seattle is allegedly home to the world's first gas station?
I read that recently.
Really? Yeah.
Like tell 1907 me more. Or something.
So according to History Link, the gas station may have been quote-unquote invented by John McLean back in 1907. Ooh. Though it's worth noting, this distinction is disputed by some, with detractors claiming St. Louis as the true originator. Let's see here. As legend goes, McLean was the head of sales in Washington for the Standard Oil Company of California, and so bought property near the Standard Main Depot and erected a store. With the help of engineer Henry Harris, a pipe was built that connected their main storage tank to a 30-gallon galvanized tank on site, and there you go, the first gas station.
All right.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's impressive. And he saved the Nakatomi Tower.
Nakatomi.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
Close.
The Seattle General Strike of 1919 was the first general strike in the country. According to the University of Washington Civil Rights and Labor Industry Consortium, Seattle was truly on the vanguard of labor rights with the Seattle General Strike, an event now recognized as the first ever general strike by workers in the United States. It kicked off on February 6, 1919, and while it's unclear to people today what exactly precipitated it, what matters is the precedent it set. Workers could exert power through consolidation, concerted efforts, a power many continue to exert today.
Hmm. Yeah.
So there you go.
Fun, I think sometimes people forget, like back in the day, you talk about like you didn't get paid, you had to shop at the company store,
right?
They gave you like vouchers, you know what I mean?
Script,
yeah. Like you need that stuff.
Absolutely, you needed somebody helping you out there. You needed to work together on that one. Fun and interesting facts about Seattle: it boasts the official Bad Art Museum of Art.
Huh.
All right. Let's see here. Seattle's home to the official Bad Art Museum of Art, also known as Obama, whose founders Joe David and Marlo Harris also initiated Seattle's annual Elvis impersonation contest. So needless to say, the museum feels pretty on brand. How does it work? Basically, people leave pieces of bad art outside of their store, or they mail bad art in. The best of the bad is then hung up in the cafe racer salon style for all patrons to see.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, stop in there.
Get a little bit of bad art for your place. Yeah. Why not? I feel like we do embrace the bad art around here.
If it's bad enough, you appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't say the Razzie Awards. Like, don't kind of suck. If you're going to be bad, like, be award-winning suck.
Absolutely.
Then it's kind of like, all right, yeah, we like you.
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing Seattle Rock Day in raising money for Smash, so head on over to KISW.com, follow the links, and make that donation to Smash. We are currently trying to reach our goal of $10,000. We're a little over halfway there. I'm getting updates as we go, and every dollar counts. Every dollar that you put in there gets us a little bit closer to that goal. So head on over to KISW.com, follow those links, and put in those donations. Also, your contributions toward the auction also help us reach our goal as well. So now you can donate, get a little bit of something in return as well. Or you can bid somebody else up, and then you're just raising money for Smash as it goes. Some more fun facts about Seattle. It has a building nicknamed Darth Vader. Has anybody seen this one?
Which one is Darth Vader?
When I saw this one, I was like, okay, I don't know which building this is, but you guys will be able to look for it. But according to Emporis and the Pacific Coast Architecture Database, there's a famous building in Seattle that's nicknamed Darth Vader. Costing a whopping $33 million to construct, this all-black angular structure can be found at 4th and Blanchard. 4th and Blanchard. So if you look,
I know
that
the building.
One up,
yep.
You know that guy right there.
I do, yeah.
Let's see here. It was nicknamed Darth Vader, the Darth Vader building, due to its resemblance to Vader's iconic helmet in Star Wars.
Hmm.
Have you seen this building, Miles?
I don't know if I have.
You'll recognize it, I
think.
Yeah.
He's a guy out there. It's just a little ways out there. Which, when you look at it, maybe it doesn't look like Darth Vader himself, but it does look like something that he would have been inspired
by. I would not have thought Darth Vader, but it looks a little empire-y.
Yeah, exactly. Seattle is built on top of another city.
Seattle.
The Seattle government, University of Washington Library, and the Seattle Times all provide accounts of these unlikely origins. On June 6th, 1889, Seattle would be changed forever, now called the Great Seattle Fire of 1889, was ignited at 2:30 p.m. in a paint and woodwork shop. Over the next 18 hours, the fire would engulf 100 acres of the business district and waterfronts, buildings, docks, sidewalks, anything else combustible, all of it perished. I actually recently went over to Mohai with my wife and mother-in-law. We walked through there. They had a full-on musical number in there that tells you about the Great Seattle Fire. It is ridiculous. It is hilarious. And it is very informative. Basically, what happened was it was like glue or something like that that was in a bucket that just spontaneously combusted. And then that was at the time when all the buildings around here, they were all made of wood.
Right,
so correct. One spread to the next, and it burned this entire area. So in total, it's estimated that the losses equated to $20 million. Within a matter of days, businesses reopened in makeshift tents on their ruined locations. Instead of relocation, businesses rebuilt exactly where they had been originally. The street was elevated 22 feet. The water system and fire department were modernized. And needless to say, wooden buildings were banned. Yeah. No more wood out here.
Do you have in there like the Alki thing?
So far, no.
All right.
There. Seattle buys more sunglasses per capita than any other U.S. city.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Knew that.
Is that because we just don't get enough of it, so when we see it, it hurts our eyes?
No, it's because we don't get enough of it, so when we wear them and we go someplace, we put them on the table and we forget that we brought them.
Get them out.
Leave them. Right. That's honestly what it is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We lose sunglasses.
Right. Because we just don't ever need them. Like you said, we get the one day, it's like, ooh, I'm going to grab my sunglasses. Mm-hmm. The number of times that my wife has two dozen pairs of sunglasses, and she still cannot find a single doggone pair to save her life.
It's amazing how that works.
Oh,
dude,
God.
You know what? Do what my buddy Phil does, right? Like, he's got a couple pairs of good sunglasses, and then whenever he gets freebies, like if we're going to a big event, he just puts on the cheap little freebies.
He'll have them for 20 years.
Because if you lose those, it's not a big deal. But like, if you have a pair of Ray-Bans, like, you don't want to lose those.
Exactly. There's a couple gimmies as far as interesting facts about Seattle on this list. Like, they have the gum wall that's on there.
Sure.
They got the Fremont Troll that we've got. They've got Seattle's home to the world's longest floating bridge, just in case you didn't know about that one. Real-life superheroes once patrolled Seattle. Phoenix Jones.
Oh, yeah. He had a whole crew with him.
Yes, he did.
So my fun fact is that when they first got here, they set up on Alki, and then the weather and stuff was just so rough. Much rougher out on the point, they were like, wait a minute, why don't we get, and it was deep, and they figured out it was still deep, Elliott Bay,
all right,
that they moved the city to where it is now, closer in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Fun and interesting facts about Seattle here on Seattle Rock Day. Head on over to KISW.com and donate to Smash. Now we're trying to hit our $10,000 goal. Every dollar gets us a little bit closer. Help us ring that bell by 6 o'clock tonight. And also jump in there on all the auction items that we've got. It's going away quick. You now have less than an hour to get those bids in. Some more fun and interesting facts. Seattle is the first city to have police on bicycles.
I can believe that.
Yes. Yep. The Seattle Times details Seattle's place in policing history. Around 1987, Seattle boasted the first police department to put officers on mountain bikes. Initially, people laughed because it's cops on bicycles, but
I mean, if you've never seen it before, that had to look ridiculous.
You're exactly right, and it sounds funnier when you say it that way.
Right, and then when they started moving to Segways, kind of the same thing happened. Like, you guys look ridiculous. It's like, well, we can get to you faster.
Yeah, those guys and those dudes are in shape.
Right, and ultimately, the mountain bike proved to be a versatile, effective, and silent alternative to all the cars that they got there.
Plus, it helps with crowd control, right? You can't always bring in the horses. Those dudes show up on the bikes, and I mean, they'll just use the bike to kind of force it back.
They say they're so silent, the police can actually ride right up to criminals as they're committing crimes completely undetected.
When I lived
in Belltown, I saw that numerous times.
Just rolling up on guys doing their drug transactions.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like it just, they had no idea. And like let's say Mike's dealing drugs right there. Like, right. I'm just going to walk by him, but I can see the cop rolling up. It's like,
hello. Seattle was originally called, does anybody know what Seattle was originally called? It was about to be the name of another major city that we have here in this country.
Another major city.
Another major city, like big major city.
Chicago.
Not Chicago.
No, it's got, what do they call San Francisco? It has to be that, right?
Nope.
Denver?
We were almost called New York.
What?
Oh, New York. Regardless, according to the Seattle government, settlers arrived in the area in 1851. Upon arrival, they founded the first town. So what did they name it? New York. For some added flair, they even appended Chinook jargon to the end, rendering it New York Alki.
Oh, which, see, there goes back to the Alki.
There you go.
Not even New New York?
No.
Like, I've been to New York, and then I've been to New York, but if you're going to name something new after something that's new, to me, like, hire the new double new.
No,
I'm going to find you're newer.
New, yeah, we should call newer it York.
Newer York.
The newest York.
Thank newest.
Then
newest.
It's done. Then yeah. It's done.
No one,
ultimate York. Right. No one could trump that.
Eventually, they moved across to Elliott Bay to Pioneer Square. Soon after, they named their village after Chief Seattle and never looked back. Gotta love it, dude.
Sorry, I jumped the gun on you.
All good, dude. Right. No. Still a good fact. It didn't get as in-depth as you did.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I love fun facts. So when you live in a city 20 years, you got to learn them.
Hell yeah, dude. And I'll leave you with this. This is the number one fun fact about our city of Seattle. Go to KISW.com. Donate to Smash. The Space Needle was originally sketched on a napkin.
I have heard that, yeah.
According to the Space Needle official website, the landmark's humble beginnings can be traced back to a trip to Germany. Back in 1959, a hotel executive in Seattle named Edward E. Carlson, who also happened to be the chief organizer of the 1962 World's Fair, traveled to Stuttgart, Germany, where he was inspired by its famous TV tower, the Stuttgart Tower, which included a restaurant on top. He was so inspired, in fact, that he doodled a similar structure on a hotel napkin, thinking about how it would make a great centerpiece for the World's Fair and for Seattle's developing skyline. Hmm. Yeah, that's cool. That paid off a little bit.
Napkin there. Doodles.
Napkin doodles. Again, head on over to KISW.com, follow the links to Seattle Rock Day, donate to Smash, jump in on the auction. You have less than an hour to get in all those auction items. I'll be right back with you at 5:50.
That's right, 5:50 coming up. Let's see here. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, as usual. We head to the drink desk. Can Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, well, today's toast is really easy, man. It's kind of a two-part. One, got to give some love to Smash, the Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. Just what you're doing, I think, is a fantastic idea. It is very cool. Having been in a band in my late teens, early 20s, we were broke. We played a lot of gigs. You did everything you could possibly do. But I can promise you, not me, nor any of my band members, nor any of my fellow band players around Baltimore at the time, we did not have health insurance. We did not have a lot of money, and there was not an organization that would take care of you like this, right? You had all the clubs that would take advantage of your prowess, if you will, which is how it should be. You had local record labels that would sign you, everything in the world, but you were not getting access to health care. And I just think that is a fantastic thing that these guys do. That said, it is not cheap and it is not easy. So to everyone that's donated to the Smash auction or just donated directly to Smash today, you're getting honored as well, man. It's a very symbiotic thing. We're kind of chasing our tails, so to speak, because everyone needs each other. But it is very cool for people to donate to an organization that does something as cool as what Smash chooses to do. And it seems a lot more significant here in Seattle because Seattle does have such a deep and rich and varied music tradition, man. You know, and that's what keeps a lot of these cats that are playing now. It's what keeps them going, just to be a part, honestly, of the Seattle music scene. So it is very cool, man. This shot definitely goes to the folks at Smash. So please donate, man. You got, what, a little bit less than an hour? Well, let's make this happen, man. It's a good thing. And just being in the business we're in, we know a lot of people and local bands that have been playing around for a long time, man. They could use the help. It's a fantastic thing. So thank you for donating, and Smash, thank you for existing. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hona, Bajona.
Let's get a contestant alive for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.